Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Doris Emick in loving memory of Ron. Welcome to Preparing for Sunday Morning. This Sunday is the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, and the Old Testament reading is from Genesis 32, verses 22 through 30. The same night Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left all alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with men, and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. For Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." This reading from Genesis 32, it comes shortly after Jacob has fled Laban, leaving with his two wives, Leah and Rachel. So you remember Jacob, even we have to back up a little bit, you remember Jacob and his brother Esau, and Esau was the big, burly, manly one, right? And Jacob was he was a mother's boy. Okay, he was, however, supposed to be the one who received the blessing from his father, because it was through him that the Savior was going to come. The promise was through Jacob, not Esau. Well, Jacob, who was a bit slyer than his brother, stole his brother's inheritance, his birthright, and then even his blessing from his father, Isaac. Well, Esau did not like that. Esau wanted to kill Jacob, so Jacob fled to Laban, got married, spent quite a few years there with Laban, and now finally Jacob is leaving Laban, and he has to go and meet his brother Esau, who has hated him for years. So Jacob is rightly scared, because he's worried that his brother Esau is going to be holding on to this grudge against him and kill him. So he sent ahead his wives, his servants, and all his people, and the night before he met his brother Esau, he stayed alone. And in that time, a man wrestled with him. And who is that man? Well, that man, we say, is the pre-incarnate Christ. Jesus, in a sense, wrestled with Jacob all night long. Jacob wrestled and did not give up with God. This has long been used as an analogy for prayer, that Jacob did not stop praying to the Lord. He wrestled with him. He didn't give up. He didn't quit. Even when things were difficult and they did not get any easier, he remained faithful in prayer to his Lord. And then, as the man said, "You have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." and so indeed prevail against the Lord and against man in prayer, brothers and sisters. Pray to God and do not give up. Our epistle for today is from 2 Timothy chapters 3 and 4, beginning at verse 14. As for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Verse 16 is a very well-known and a very powerful verse for a couple of reasons. All scripture is breathed out by God. This verse teaches us something very important about the Bible, namely that the Holy Scriptures, the Old and the New Testament, all scripture is breathed out by God. And so when we say that the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit, that's really what we mean, that it is breathed out by God, that it is inspirited, that the Spirit is giving us the Holy Word of God. The Bible is not just a bunch of man-made documents, but these writings, though penned by man, are indeed breathed out by the Holy Spirit. And the word for spirit, this is incredible. The word for spirit, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, it has a meaning of spirit, but also wind or breath. And so when it says that all scripture is breathed out by God, it means that the Holy Spirit, which comes from the Father and the Son, is giving us the Holy Scriptures. And then what are these scriptures for? This is great too. So we know what the Bible is for. It is profitable for, one, teaching, two, reproof, three, correction, and four, training in righteousness. The Bible teaches us. It teaches us about our Lord. The Bible reproves us and it corrects us when perhaps we are falling into error or perhaps we are teaching something that is wrong. It corrects us. It reproves us. It rebukes us. And it trains us in righteousness. How do you live as a Christian? What does it mean to be a Christian? What should you believe? What should you do with your life? The Holy Scripture teaches you those things. It trains you, equips you for every good work. This word, it may not always be popular, and so this is why St. Paul admonishes Timothy, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. Indeed, is that not a problem we face even in our own day? The world has turned away from the Word of God, and the work of a pastor particularly, and the work of every Christian, is to be ready in season and out of season, regardless of whether people want to hear the word or not. The word of God, it is profitable. And so we continue to proclaim it and hold on to it, just as Jacob held on to Jesus. Our gospel reading for today is from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" What a phenomenal parable. Sometimes the parables are very clear, maybe one-to-one type things, but in this case, it's not quite a one-to-one, because here in this parable, Jesus is comparing God the Father to an unrighteous judge who does not fear God nor respects man, to a bad guy, right? And in this parable, a widow, a poor, lonely widow, goes to this judge and demands, "Give me justice against my adversary." Now, the judge, he refuses for a while, but you notice why he gave in. He says, "I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming." Literally, he says, so that she doesn't give me a black eye. That's what it says in the Greek. It's kind of funny. He doesn't want her to punch him in the face. Because she's continually nagging to him, he's going to give her what she wants. So if an unrighteous judge who does not fear God is going to listen to this poor lonely widow because of her persistence, how much more will God, our Heavenly Father, who loves us, who is righteous, who is just, how much more is he going to listen to us who cry out to him night and day? Is he going to delay long over us? No. He will give us justice speedily. And so if this widow is going to keep going back to the judge and crying out to him to answer her prayers, how much more should we turn to the Lord and cry out to him continually, because we know that he does answer prayers because he loves us, not just because we nag to him? Dear Christians, do not be discouraged in your praying. I know at times it feels like you have to wrestle with him all night long because it seems like he never answers your prayers. But the Lord listens to you. Wrestle with him. Do not give up. He will hear you and he will give you justice speedily. Indeed, he does this through his Son, Jesus Christ. The Lord has given you justice already. The Lord has already delivered you from every evil that surrounds you. The Lord has conquered sin, your sin. He has conquered death, your grave. He has conquered the devil. He has delivered you from hell itself. Trust in him. Have faith in the Son of God. Because when he comes, he shall deliver you unto his marvelous light. Go in peace and enjoy, my friends.
I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.